This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Boy, I sure hope this works. Is it working so far? Hi, John Hines on this afternoon. It is 8 minutes after 3 o'clock. Laura Oakes with the news here, sharing that information with us. We'll talk some more about a couple of those stories that are in the news as we go through the afternoon. I'm with you until 6. David Josephson's at the controls. DJ, he's in charge of everything today. So if anything goes wrong, I mean, if I don't know what could possibly go wrong, but if I just stink up the joint, well, that's David's fault too.
Yeah, everything's fine. There's a lot of buttons here, John. I don't know what they all do, and hopefully I don't spill my coffee on any of them.
I have, you know, speaking of spilling coffee, the number of times that former Governor Pawlenty has been on the air, you're probably aware of this. He had a habit. Well, not a habit. Let's just say he was prone to spilling coffee into the microphone on-off switch.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, especially when he puts cream and sugar in it, it turns you sort of, if you just poured coffee in there, black coffee, it probably would be less of a problem.
Yeah, probably.
But when you pour cream and sugar in there, Tim, it's no good can come from that.
Well, it might stink and get moldy and all sorts of stuff.
Well, it corrodes the switches. Yeah. So things just don't work there. So any darned way. So we're gonna chat. We'll do some of the regular Friday stuff here. But let me just double check this. Paul Douglas is on a Good Neighbor tour, correct?
Paul Douglas is on his own tour, I believe.
Oh, his own tour.
Yes, he's doing a Good Neighbor tour to Canada, I believe, or Alaska later this summer. But right now he's in Italy, I believe, at last
June. Italy.
Yes.
That's where the Italian dressing comes from.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that says, hey, do you have any Italian dressing?
Yeah.
Yes, it comes from Italy.
Yes.
I believe
if you go to Italy and ask for Italian dressing, that'd be a dead giveaway that you're an American. That and tennis shoes, baseball cap.
I heard a great story. Now, of course, I think this was in Greece. Some people had been coming down from one of those ruins, like I don't know which one, the Acropolis or the Parthenon. I don't know what's where, the Parthenon, one of those sets of ruins somewhere. And they overheard another couple that was walking up the path to go to that, to view the ruins. Mm-hmm. And the one woman said to her husband, gosh, it's been so long since we've been here. I wonder if it's changed. It's like, well, I don't know, maybe the last, 5 years, 10 years, maybe a significant change over the last 5,000 years or whatever it's been. Some of those stories are interesting to me. But anyway, among the regular things that we'll do, conversation coming up with Tim Lammers. We'll talk some film. I believe it is Jurassic World.
That's right.
Domination.
That's right.
Or is it Jurassic World Domination all the way through?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. He'll bring it up. He'll explain it to us when we get there. So we'll talk about a couple of other things entertainment related too when he checks in with us in just a little bit. That'll happen before 3:30. I want to get this take. You know, I heard this in the news right off the top of the page. Laura Oakes shared this about inflation ticking up once again, including us, 8.6%, except in, I believe, the metro area. I think they said 8.7%, particularly in the Minneapolis-St. Paul region, but 8.6%. But they, looking on the brighter side, they said we are seeing some relief from some steep prices that began more than a year ago, and we're doing better than in some parts of the country on gasoline. So we got that going for us. But some places it is, yeah, I mean, you just see it well over $5, and that's for unleaded regular. I happen to have a vehicle. It's a Buick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a station wagon, actually. Who has a station wagon anymore?
Yeah, they make those still?
Well, not anymore. I got the last one. No, in 2019 and 2020, Buick made a vehicle called a Regal Tour X. And it's a station wagon on a Buick Regal setup. Anyway, because it's this four-banger that has turbo, it was recommended that I use premium. So, okay. Yay, lucky me. Gee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, actually, I've had a couple of people offer to buy it from me.
Really?
Well, this guy came by, and I was taking something out of the back, and he said, hey, do you want to sell that? And I said, well, no, I don't. It's a couple of years old. It's only got 20,000 miles on it. But he said, I guess it's coming up technically on 3 years old. But I said, no, I don't want to sell it. He said, I said, they don't make them anymore. I said, I know, I've been looking all over the country, willing to buy one and have it shipped to him. So if you know someone who has a Buick Regal Tour X, I'll see if I can find the guy. Hey, throughout the show today, by the way, you can, anytime I irk the hell out of you or whatever it may be, that's something my father used to say. You kids irk the hell out. Anyway, if I irritate you or encourage you in any regard, boy, that would be swell. Send a text to 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Did I do that right? I think so.
Yeah, that's the number. Text or call that number.
Yeah. You can also, you text or call at that number. So, coming up in the next half hour, a conversation with Bob Costa from CBS News. Get the latest information. I know that Chad Hartman was talking about this and reading some of the texts. Some people had a problem that, you know, the opening, you know, episode was put into prime time on television. But the thing about that was, it was just to outline where they intend to go. I mean, that was the sense that I got from following the coverage of the hearing last night. That they're basically just outlining where they're going to go, and that's just, you know, part of it. So something I want to bring up. In the next hour, now this will wait an hour, but you can mull your thoughts over now on it and hold your texts until then, because I just see all the texts that come in and things get jumbled up, especially when you get to those texts that, you know, run over, you know, 3-4 frames because you had a lot to say. But I brought this up last week when I was filling in for Chad Hartman, as a matter of fact. There'd been a story in the New York Times, an op-ed piece, that suggested that we take some of those images from the crime scenes, Uvalde and other places, especially where AR rifles had been used, those rifles that were first patterned by Armalite for the military, that we take some of those images and share them. Share them with the public and the media. You know, the news person, whoever it would be, could say, caution, some of these images may be disturbing. But the idea being that in 1972, anybody who is in my age or in that ballpark or even younger, you probably remember Napalm Girl, Kim Phuc Phan Thi. I think I'm saying that right. 9 years old at the time, running down the road, and a photographer named Utt, his last name was U.T. Utt, took the picture of her screaming as she was running down the road. It changed the consciousness of the Vietnam War in 1972. After being shown on the cover of so many magazines, so many, you know, outlets like that. And when we were talking about this, the issue of guns came up. And with the issue of guns, a couple of people said, there's nothing wrong with an AR. I deer hunt with one. And so that brought to mind some questions, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. So stand by, and we'll get to you, and we'll give you a chance. So let's do this. We'll take this time out. 318 here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, we're back. John Hines with you, and Tim Lammers joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline here to talk a little bit about Jurassic World domination. Hey, Tim, good afternoon. First of all, thanks for being on here on WCCO today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, John. Thanks. Good to talk with you again. And we're on the second trilogy of Jurassic. It started with Jurassic Park, obviously, in 1993, Steven Spielberg's films. And then Jurassic World, it came back in 2015. The last one was Fallen Kingdom. This one is Dominion. And as you heard in the clip, they made a terrible mistake. And this is the terrible mistake they made in the first place, John. It just keeps coming back to haunt them.
Yes, it's kind of like
they would have learned after, you know, the first film not to make that mistake again. So
whoopsie. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, because this is kind of cool to bring back Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern from the 1993. I mean, it's the first time they've all three been together, if I'm not mistaken, in a film like this, in a part of the Jurassic iteration, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, since, you know, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, you know, they began the new franchise in 2015. You know, that was a great film. I really enjoyed it. I thought the second one definitely lacked. And Jeff Goldblum was actually in that picture. He maybe for 5 minutes. They really oversold his role in it. It was more of a cameo than anything. So I wasn't too impressed with that film. And they bring back Sam, right, like you say, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff together, and they give Jeff Goldblum a lot of time to be Jeff Goldblum, and he is very, very funny in this picture. To me, ultimately, John, the film feels like more of the same, okay? You do have great actors. You do have Chris and Bryce, and you have, you know, Jeff and Sam and Laura. There's no question they can act. And the special effects are terrific, too. It just feels like they got two distinct storylines going on here, which actually keeps the original cast and the new cast separate for a good hour and a half. This is a 2.5-hour picture. It's way over long. So, you know, I don't like to discourage parents if they want to bring their kids. Kids love dinosaurs. You know, bring them to see this. The youngest ones might be afraid. For somebody like me, you know, being a pesky critic, I'm just saying, you know what, the allure, the magic has seemed to have faded from that first time we saw Spielberg bring those dinosaurs to life on the big screen, because that was pretty incredible. And certainly with the advancement of special effects, the dinosaurs look incredible. There's no question about that. But, I guess you could say overall, John, I was just disappointed in this one.
So now, did they manage to work in, I believe they did, I think I know the answer to this, a great chase scene with dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, again, that's part of, look, if you're going for just the thrills, the cinematic thrills, and I screened this thing on an IMAX screen, so obviously the sound is great. The picture is huge. I mean, yeah, it's pretty impressive stuff when they do that. You know, it's obviously the stories kind of drag it down. I mean, they try to work in these human stories, which, you know, that's mostly what I want as a viewer sometimes. I don't want all special effects. I just think that, you know, they could have lopped off one of the side stories. And the one that's compelling to me was the one that the original trio are involved in, about a megalomaniac trying to control the world's food supply by unleashing these gigantic locusts, maybe the sort of thing that you would see in prehistoric times, destroying crops and then, you know, hijacking the world's food supply. So that I found interesting. But yeah, overall, it's just too much of a good thing, I think. You know, a 2.5-hour picture for something like this, you know, I just think they could have sliced quite a bit off.
Chatting with Tim Lammers here, if I asked you this question, you can either say, I can neither confirm nor deny, but are all of these primary characters, whether it's Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, or now the return of Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum, is it possible for them to all be back in a yet another sequel or another follow-up? Or what can you share? I mean, haven't seen it. Do they all make it?
Well, you know, that would really upset fans if
okay,
they
then don't.
Right? I'm not saying that. I can't confirm or deny. But
yes.
Let's just put it this way, John. With any big franchise like this, obviously, you know, we're on film number 6. And they tease this one as the epic conclusion to the Jurassic World trilogy. Let's see how the box office shakes out over the weekend, right? It all comes down to the money. And I think what I can see happening is in a few years, they're going to reboot the franchise again. People love dinosaurs. Kids love dinosaurs. There are new generations of dinosaur lovers being brought up. So I could see that sort of thing happening ahead of maybe reuniting all of the original cast and the new ones together. But look, I mean, whoever would have expected that you got those original 3 back for this one? It happened.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess anything is possible for future films down the line.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fine.
All right. I'm running up against the clock, but let me ask you this question, parting shot. So would you recommend go see Jurassic World Domination or go back and see Top Gun Maverick a second time if you've already seen it? 50-50, you're shot.
Maverick, by far, John, by far. You know, one thing I've been telling people is that, you know, bringing that original trio back from Jurassic Park to this one, there just wasn't the wow factor that there was seeing Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer come back for Top Gun Maverick. That is such of a spectacular picture. It's my favorite of the summer, will likely be my favorite of the summer when it's all is said and done. If you haven't seen it yet, John, you got to see it. It's a spectacular film.
I'm going. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Tim Lammers, always a pleasure. Back next Friday, I'm sure, business as usual. Thank you so much for being on, talking some film today here with the movie reviews. You have a great week.
You too, John. Thanks.
Take care. It is, 3:30. I want to chat with Bob Costa when we continue here from CBS and get his take and sort of a rundown on what we did and didn't see in the opening salvo here for the January 6th hearing committee as they were in prime time last night on television across the country, except at Fox, everywhere else. We'll be right back.
I was called a lot of things on January 6th, 2021, and the days thereafter. I was called Nancy Pelosi's dog, called incompetent, called a hero, and a villain. I was called a traitor to my country, my oath, and my Constitution. In actuality, I was none of those things. I was an American, standing face to face with other Americans, asking myself how many times, many, many times, how we had gotten here. I had been called names before, but never had my patriotism or duty been called into question. They dared to question my honor. They dared to question my loyalty. And they dared to question my duty. I'm a proud American, and I will gladly sacrifice everything to make sure that the America my grandfather defended is here for many years to come.
Carolyn Edwards. From last night's opening salvo, let's say, of the January 6th committee hearings. Joined this afternoon, by Bob Costa from CBS News to talk a little bit more about this. Hey, Bob, first of all, thanks for making yourself available here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tell me your thoughts after seeing this last night. I've heard people say, well, why did it have to be put in prime time? But I had the sense that they were just sort of outlining where they plan to go as they move forward with these hearings.
Good to be with you. That's exactly right. This was a jolt to the American people to pay attention, a message from a congressional committee, mostly.
We're kind of getting a little breakup here, Bob, but for some reason kind of cutting in and out on me. Let's see if we can reconnect. We'll do that. We'll reconnect with this. Also, a part of that presentation last night, a part of that presentation was some never-before-been-seen video And some of it was just a little bit odd. Hey, Bob, I think we're back again here. Let's see how this connection sounds this time. So where did I interrupt you? Where did I lose you?
Well, you're right. This was an introduction. This was an introduction to the committee to found. I've been covering this committee for months. What's interesting is that they have done consistency, and then they unveil these findings and some conclusions in prime time. And they're trying to hold the nation's attention about what they are calling an attack on democracy, a conspiracy led by then President Trump. It's going to be interesting to see if the audience does hold for these coming hearings.
You know, I thought it telling when Liz Cheney, one of the ranking Republicans on this committee, the vice chair, as a matter of fact, when she shared the commentary or the tweet from former President Trump regarding the chance to hang Mike Pence, which is just chilling to think about. If you're listening, you think about a mob screaming to hang the vice president of the United States of America in the chambers where he serves. But even with that, and the fact that I don't remember the exact verbiage, Bob, but along the lines that, you know, I forget how it was, maybe he deserves it or whatever. I don't recall the exact verbiage, but I think to me that was like just a chilling commentary.
And I've been spending so much time on the Penn side of this story, working with Bob Woodward on our book, Peril, which came out last year. The Penn story is such a critical part of what happened on January 6th. Former President Trump was trying to weaponize the vice presidency, essentially to use the vice president as a weapon to block the certification of Joe Biden's election. He wanted Pence to walk away from the process, to not certify the election, to cast doubt on Biden's victory. That was the goal. Pence was under intense pressure to follow through. Ultimately, Pence said directly to the president in person and in a letter, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and he wasn't allowed to do it. He wasn't able to do it. It wasn't within his purview, so to speak. There was a constitution that needed to be followed. And I think that was the telling part of what Carolyn Edwards was talking about, too, as she had her chance to testify in front of the committee. The fact that, you know, there's a constitution in this country that we are, you know, just designed to follow. And that was the part that I think is should be more disturbing to more Americans, including those who are denying at this particular point, even still, that this is all just theater or a sham or whatever. I find that hard to swallow at this particular, especially now, Bob, you said you've been following this and working on this in depth for quite some time. So there is a lot to this. And where do we go next? What happens next with this committee and this hearing? What's the next round?
The next round is going to come on Monday. They're going to have hearings that begin in the morning. These won't be in prime time. And they're going to start telling the story about different facets of January 6th, the attack itself in depth, the efforts to convince the vice president to try to do Trump's bidding in depth. And they will have many different parts that they are going to outline, have different witnesses to go over some of the evidence they have had. But your point is an important one. We live in a very politically charged, emotionally charged time where the idea of a conventional fact, of consensus on the dialogue, is rare. There's a lot of debate about what should even be debated, what merits discussion. And this is so different than Watergate 50 years ago, the hearings that began nearly 50 years ago in 1973. There were just a few television channels back then, and it was a mainstream media was pervasive. Now things have become so factionalized. It's going to be intriguing to watch. Can this committee break through with everyday Americans who aren't political junkies day in, day out as they continue these hearings this summer?
Yeah, it's just the surprising part to me personally. Again, let's just, listening on the edges here, Bob. It's just at the same time, it's sadly a fascinating story. To hear the president's William Barr, his own daughter saying, "Nope, they understood their father didn't understand that he had lost the election. It wasn't stolen. He had lost it." And I believe today Trump was pushing back on Ivanka, saying, "You know, she doesn't get it." Or I don't remember all the terminology, but you can find it if you just Google Ivanka and former President Trump. You'll get the whole back and forth. I guess these are the telling characters in all this, because we've heard they were being called, we heard they were being interviewed, and now it's coming to see the light of day.
That's right, and you see that. Even the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, who was a Trump ally, no fraud, that he believed the president's claims were false. The president, former president, continues to say this election was stolen and rigged. But the man who was in charge of law enforcement in his own administration says it's just not true. It's just not the case.
Indeed. Hey, Bob, thank you so much. I'll continue to look for and listen to your reporting at CBS, and we will follow the progress of peril here as we go forward. So thank you so much for joining me today here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Make it a great weekend. I hope you will.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll take this time out and come back. A couple of texts. I got to leave you with this text. On the Jim Bohannon show on WCCO at 1 a.m. last night, they called the hearings a sham. Why did WCCO broadcast that? For the same reason that we share tweets from people who think the same thing. That's his opinion. And he is sure welcome to it. And it's a syndicated show, I do believe. So it is 3:46, News Talk 830, WCCO. John Hines in today. Paul Douglas gets back sometime next week. And then, of course, we're going to play Shuffle the Deck on you. Jason DeRussia, in a week and some time, will be taking over this time slot from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. And then Paul is going to become the chief meteorologist at WCCO Radio. And Jordana is going to pair up with Adam Carter doing 9 to noon. Which would be good. I know so many people anxious to hear Adam Carter at a regular time, more of Adam Carter. So he will be co-hosting his own show and also doing it probably on his own until Jordana makes a recovery. But here's the thing. There's some news about Jordana's recovery. And DJ, you've got the news from Jordana's husband, right? Give me the update, if you will.
Yeah, Jordana's husband, Mark, actually joined Mike Max, I think, 2 days ago, I think on Wednesday, for kind of an update. And she's almost 2 weeks out from her bone marrow transplant. And this last week was really, really tough for her, with a lot of side effects and mouth sores, and she couldn't eat or drink. And you can go back and listen to that update on the podcast if you'd like. But it was she was in a really tough spot, but the doctors said that's expected. This is how recovery from this type of transplant goes. And they were sort of hoping for a turnaround. And I just got a text from Mark today that they've started some of the testing to see if the engraftment has started. And according to the numbers they just got today, it looks like the engraftment has indeed started. So the transplant has taken, and the numbers have sort of bottomed out and started coming back. So, I'm not an expert in all of this. I've learned throughout Jordana's journey, but the way I read it is the worst of the worst is gone, not meaning she's better yet, but the worst of the worst is gone. And it looks like she's going to be heading up from here in the next days and weeks.
Well, and from the sounds of it, there probably is not too many places she can go but up from here. So
yes, indeed.
Everybody, of course, you, me, everybody who is on a daily basis at WCCO Radio and tuned in to WCCO Radio, I'm sure shares the same wishes all the way around. So some changes coming, but still changes. This is a good thing. When you can make changes and continue to plug in, you know, familiar people, I'd say that's a plus all the way around. So I like that idea. Hey, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about this. We'll come back to this and see if you will participate with us. I hope that you will share your comments. I had mentioned this before, and I'll share the latest comments from the Napalm Girl. from young Kim, Kim Phuc Phan T, because many, many years ago, she talked about how angry she was that the photographer who snapped that famous picture of her as a, I'm trying to recall whether it was 7 years old or 9 years old, regardless, in Vietnam, running down the road, she was just so upset with that, that image would have been captured. I should point out that same photographer did whisk her away to a hospital where she was cared for immediately, and she survived that horrific incident. But anyway, today she says the same thing. Show these photos. Show the tragedy. As mad and angry as she was growing up, with living in this, she has changed her thinking completely, and now is a spokesperson for being out front. I want to get your take. We'll do it via text or a phone call when we continue after the news on WCCO. So stick with me. Thanks for being a part of the show today, and we'll get you more involved as we go forward. We'll be right back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.